not something that you'd expect to do in an international game. So, but I was very lucky with the opportunities, and it was just a way to finish off a very good team performance. I mean, I had some fantastic passes given to me out on the wing, and it would have been a shame not to have put them over the try line.
There was a very healthy Worcester Valkyries representation in this squad as well.
Absolutely. I mean, it was brilliant to see some of the girls and how far they've developed. I mean, there's Lark Davis and Courtney Gill have only got a few caps, and to see them pop wearing an England shirt after knowing how they've worked so hard this last few seasons, it was an extremely proud moment. And then obviously we had Kerry Large and Laura Keats getting their 50th caps. So like to have that strength in Worcester coming through into an England shirt, it's really proud.
It was a curious tour in some ways, in the sense you were obviously on the wrong end of one in the opening game, but then you bounced back very strongly.
Yeah, it was a tough game. And then, to be honest, probably helped us mentally. Like, losing is not a nice place to be, and it always shows a sign of a good team, I think, that can reflect on what went wrong and really put those wrongs to right. And it was horrible to win an England shirt. No one wants to come off a pitch having lost, but we did a lot of work. We went away, we had some very physical training sessions, and then came back out against France and to beat the French. It was an extremely tight game, but it was a very good feeling.
Presumably you and the rest of the players now get a bit of downtime, do you? Because it must have been fairly relentless since the end of last season, really.
Yeah, I think we get a week off or so. But Worcester training pre-season started now, so I think a few of us will start heading down there, ready for a fantastic new season with Worcester Valkyries.
Yeah, and it's a bit of a new look, isn't it? You mentioned Worcester Valkyries. Of course, it's come under the umbrella now of the Warriors family, if you like. And what sort of difference do you think that will make?
It's definitely helping see a better structure for our game. I mean, it'll be exciting to see how it develops, but it looks like we're getting a lot more support during our pre-season, taking it very professionally and hopefully preparing to put on a really good show for the fans, and hopefully attract a wider range of fans. A few more than usually we get on this last season, if we're on the main pitch, then we'll have the capacity. So it's very exciting.
I think the plan is to try and, where possible, with a few games, sort of dovetail them in with the Warriors games as well. So if you've got such that residual amount of supporters in there, obviously that can only help.
It will be absolutely amazing and a really, really good moment for women's rugby.